Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jean Marie Laskus. I'm a journalist. I spent my career helping Americans understand the lives of other Americans. Coal miners, gun shop clerks, staffers in the White House mailroom. In my new podcast, Cement City, I tell the story of an entire town. A dying town that you have absolutely no reason to care about. But trust me, you will. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Happening.
Don't you know the thing?
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
Apparently, death was working overtime this weekend. Kris Kristofferson, the iconic singer-songwriter and actor known for his hits like Me and Bobby McGee, For the Good Times and Sunday Morning Coming Down, passed away in his home in Maui, Hawaii at the age of 88. The cause of death was not provided. Over his career, though, Kris Kristofferson released more than 20 studio albums and won 3 Grammy Awards. And fun fact, he was also a Rhodes Scholar who studied at Oxford, and he was a former Gold Gloves boxer.
I swear to God, I did not know before today that that was not Janis Joplin's song. I didn't know Kristofferson wrote it. Mm-hmm. And she made it famous.
Songs.
Wow.
Tons of songs.
I did not know that.
Another death, Dame Maggie Smith. They reported this, I think, after we went off the air.
Friday morning, right?
Before we went off. The veteran British actress known to the younger audiences as Professor McGonagall in the Harry Potter films and Mother Superior and Sister Act, she passed away at the age of 89. She won 2 Academy Awards, 5 BAFTAs, 4 Emmys, 3 Golden Globes, 5 SAG Awards, and a Tony. She almost made the EGOT. If we could have just got her a Grammy.
She was fantastic.
She was.
Yes.
In Harry Potter.
Yeah, she was.
I couldn't imagine anybody else in that role just about.
Yeah. They're going to try to remake it, though, so we'll see.
And Downton Abbey, too, right?
Yep.
Yeah, she was fantastic in that.
Death took another actor, John Astin. He was best known for John Target?
Taggart.
Taggart. Oh,
Detective Taggart.
In Beverly Hills Cop.
Yep.
He did make an appearance in it.
Yeah,
huh?
he was the police chief.
Okay, I didn't know
Ronnie
that.
Cox wasn't in the movie. He took over Ronnie Cox's.
Okay,
so he was in all of the Beverly Hills Cop movies, apparently.
No, I don't think he was in 3.
Oh.
Three's the one that sucked.
If you say so. I didn't know there was 3. So I meant to watch that
when I saw that it was coming out on.
It was good. I liked it.
I'm still going to watch it at some point. Yeah.
And then the final death was Drake. I'm going to mispronounce this guy's last name, and I apologize. Is it Hogston?
Hogston.
He's known as the 40-year-old role of Jan Black on the soap opera Days of Our Lives.
Well, no.
I wouldn't know that.
First, he was John Black. Then he was Roman Brady. Then he was John Black again. So the original Roman Brady came back, but they liked his chemistry with the girl playing Marlena. And so it was...
Are you a soap opera fan, Carl? How do you know so much about a soap opera?
When I was in high school, Days of Our Lives, it was a girl that said, do you watch Days?
That makes sense.
Yes, I do. And so I started watching Days of Our Lives. And so I know this whole Marlena, John Black, Roman Brady.
I used to watch The Bold and the Beautiful.
For a girl?
Did you really?
Well, here's the deal. I was working evenings at Channel 4 as a reporter, and I would eat lunch with my family, and... It was on right after the noon news before I would leave to walk out the door to go. I'd always watch the noon news and then leave to go to work at Channel 4.
You'd sit in your bubble bath.
And you could tune in 25 years later now and still know the people and the storyline.
When I was, I grew up watching Friends, and so of course Joey Tribbiani's character is Days of Our Lives. So that was what I knew when I was younger, and I didn't realize until years later that it was an actual show.
Wow. That's why he was Dr. Drake Ramore. That it's named after Drake Hutchinson.
Oh, okay. I did not know that. Interesting.
Now you know. The more you know.
Carl, let me know that, is it this Wednesday, Carl, that it's, Nicki Minaj is playing?
Nicki Minaj is at Enterprise Center on Wednesday night. There's a Blues game Tuesday and Thursday. Nicki Minaj is in the middle of that. If you're going to take your kids, or if your kids are going to Nicki Minaj,
please don't take your kids to Nicki Minaj. Please don't.
Either way, that she's not going on until 10 o'clock at night.
Good. And why? Good, because I hope young kids aren't going to be there.
See, maybe that's why.
Great, but even the old people can't stay up there. Right? Like, good lordy.
She's going to be finished at midnight if she goes on time.
Do you have to be there?
I do.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, Carl.
I'll be spending the night on that.
Can't wait to see you the next
morning. The casting couch in the Reardon's office, yeah.
Sorry. You guys were talking about pets earlier. The federal authorities are warning pet owners against feeding certain products from Answers Pet Food and Darwin's Natural Pet Products after testing revealed contamination with salmonella and listeria. So if you have those, get rid of them. They've actually got lots and stuff. We've got them up on our website. Check it out.
Is that really the name of the dog food company?
Yeah.
Like, now it's going to be Darwin's Natural Selection dog food?
Yeah, don't feed it to them.
Oops.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
You fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 50% off site-wide and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This is Jean Marie Laskus with the podcast Cement City. So there's this election coming up, a big one, and one guy's been indicted. People are talking voter fraud. Democracy itself is on the line. Sound familiar? Well, this isn't that election. This one is in Denora, Pennsylvania, a dying town in the middle of nowhere, where I bought a house and stayed for 3 years. Listen to and follow Cement City, an Odyssey original podcast in partnership with Cement City Productions, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.